And welcome back to Taste Test, your friendly neighborhood food podcast from the Georgetown Voice. I am your host, Erica Bullock, and I am joined here by the one and only Danielle Hewitt.
Hello, everyone.
Literally one and only because yep. Daniel flaked.
He flaked hard.
So hard. Well, yep.
Calling you loss. Out, Daniel.
It's his loss because he's missing the best episode of Taste Test.
It's gonna be great.
As everyone knows, it's Halloween.
Yep.
Well, by the time you hear this, it won't
Halloween.
Be, but it's not Halloween yet, which means Danielle and I can still eat pumpkin-flavored shit.
Yes!
And that's what we're doing today. Today is our Trader Joe's pumpkin food haul.
Yep.
We did this when we first did Taste Test.
Yeah,
were you there
was,
for that?
I don't think I was on that one, yeah.
Oh, man. We didn't even have any framing. It was just, like, madness of eight of us in a room passing just pumpkin-flavored foods
pumpkin.
Around. It was, like... terrible.
Chaos.
It was
just chaos. Where are the fun facts?
Where are the fun facts? Yes, exactly. Well, I guess we should get started. So, let's take a trip.
Another trip.
Another history trip. This one's not that far. This is just going back to America.
So
the origin of America.
No. Wow.
Way back to the Native Americans.
So the beginning of history.
But we can go even back even further to the Greeks.
Oh.
Because the word pumpkin originates from pepon, which is Greek for large melon.
As does every word.
What?
Have you ever seen Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No, I have not.
Oh, such a good movie. But anyway, in the movie, the dad always he'll drive his daughter and like her friends to school, and the whole ride he's just like, every word has an origin that is Greek, and they'll ask him and he'd be like, well, you see, like they asked him like kimono or something, he was like, well, kimona, which means morning. And you're like,
well, apparently this one's legit. Yeah, so it means large melon. It originated in ancient America, and the pumpkin was grown along riverbanks alongside sunflowers and beans.
Okay.
It was even grown before maize, before corn. This is like the
oh,
original
really?
Food.
Pumpkin's OG, oh.
Yeah, it's literally OG pumpkin right now. And Native Americans would roast strips of pumpkin over the fire, and they would use pumpkin seeds as medicine. Apparently, Columbus brought it back to England and used it as pig feed, according to one source.
Well,
I don't know. And so the pumpkin is very closely tied to the pilgrims.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Thanksgiving, pumpkin pie, etc. But the actual original pumpkin pie, I think this is super interesting. Pilgrims would cut the top off of a pumpkin, they'd scoop out the seeds, they'd fill it with cream, honey, eggs, and spices, and then bake it by covering it in hot ash in, like, a cooking
yeah.
kit. And then they would make, like, a pie inside of the pumpkin.
That's...
And then they'd scoop it out like custard.
I don't... Would that be good? I feel
it has all of the good parts.
Yeah,
so
there's no crust.
Assume...
Also,
oh,
crust
that's
is
true.
The best part.
Crust is the best part.
But I mean,
you know, they're just
that's
starting.
Cool though.
They're trying something new.
They're trying to bake.
They didn't know what crust was back then.
Oh, poor
crust
people.
Crust is so modern. What else? What else? What else? The jack-o'-lantern, as we know it, to move into the kind of cultural use of the pumpkin, started out in Irish and Scottish traditions at some celebratory events where they would carve turnips and potatoes into
of course
what we think as pumpkin shaped faces.
Yeah.
And the English used beets. And they would light
Clearly.
Coals on fire and put them inside to get the glow.
Wait, so they would like hollow them out too?
Yeah.
That seems
yeah.
structurally unsound to me.
Me too.
Yep.
I have no idea how it worked. I have no idea.
That's really cool, though.
I also feel like you would just end up, like, cooking the
like,
potato
yeah,
from the
like, really
inside
easily.
Out.
Or at least, like, cutting your finger, because it's, like,
something bad
so
would happen.
Small.
It's so tiny. But they would put them outside to ward off bad spirits.
Well, that's fun.
Evil spirits.
I think that's yes. what jack-o'-lanterns are. Jack-o'-lanterns are as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it, like, became pumpkin-y. And the Halloween, all things become pumpkin. My life philosophy. Halloween actually was not a thing until the late 1800s, so that was when kind of jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkins and celebration came into being. Let's see, do I have any more history? I do. So if we, like, speed up, it's very hard to find history on the pumpkin, probably because it's just, like, a commonplace thing, and
yeah.
people are like, oh, it's just the
They've
pumpkin.
Just been there.
Just been there. But to move even deeper into the cultural
Let's do it.
Weirdness surrounding this amazing gourd product. In 2003, Starbucks launched.
Oh.
The pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, and the world was forever changed.
The world was set on fire. Stupid madness. I don't like
them. Do you like them?
I know. I don't like them.
I used to like them. And then I stopped caring about if things were sweet. And then I drank it again, and I was like, this is just straight sugar.
Exactly. It's so much. Gross. It's so overwhelming. And it was overwhelming for their sales, too, because from when they introduced it to 2012, their sales increased by over 200%.
Jeez.
It was just, like, the most genius thing they could have done. That's and the reason they introduced the pumpkin spice latte was because they were having, they being Starbucks, was having a really... successful run with all of these seasonal drinks for Christmas time.
Yeah.
Holiday time in general. And so they're like, man, how do we get like a limited edition in November when there aren't really any, you know,
capitalize on almost Christmas.
Exactly. And so the PSL came to be and there was no pumpkin in the pumpkin spice latte until August of 2015.
I think I heard about that. Which yeah. Is
they made an announcement that they were like, we're putting real pumpkin in it.
You're like, what?
You're like, what were you doing before?
Yeah.
Well, pumpkin spice doesn't technically have to have pumpkin in it. Yeah. It's usually spices like cloves and ginger, etc., that you would use to spice a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because, like, whenever I think pumpkin spice or pumpkin flavored something, I don't necessarily think the flavor of pumpkin. Like, I never feel like, I taste the pumpkin. I taste the spices.
Yeah. So. It's misleading.
It is.
It's very misleading. And they always color things orange.
Yeah, they're like, there's definitely. It's just so pumpkin related, guys.
So pumpkin. And Trader Joe's started introducing pumpkin items. In the 1990s.
Oh, wow.
And
they love them some pumpkin flavored things.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This year, over 70 pumpkin products.
Oh my God.
Up by 10 from last year, where they had 60 pumpkin products.
Like,
isn't that nuts?
Yeah, I was reading an AV Club article and it was basically titled, like, Trader Joe's needs to cut it out with the pumpkin
flavored
things.
They really do. It's, well, I mean, we're going to try them, but then we'll decide if they should cut it out or not.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a few fun facts. The Pilgrims made pumpkin beer. That's one. I just thought that was interesting. Also, pumpkins were used as templates for haircuts, which is why some New Englanders were called pumpkin heads. They would want to make sure it was totally round.
Of course! That's the look I want.
Can you imagine someone just plopping a pumpkin on your head and being like, cut around
it? Beautiful.
This is what
I want.
Shakespeare referred to the pumpion, which is the English version of pumpkin, of pepon, in Merry Wives of Windsor. Which I'm assuming was one of his plays. The pumpkin genus is called the cucurbit, also known as the gourd family, and there are four main species of pumpkin. Guess what state grows the most pumpkins and what percentage of pumpkins they grow.
I want to say New Hampshire.
Okay. And what percentage?
30%.
You're super wrong. It's Illinois, and it's 90% to 95% of pumpkins.
Oh my God! What are the other states doing?
Not producing pumpkins.
Illinois is carrying this country.
Isn't that crazy? The largest pumpkin pie ever made was over 5 feet in diameter and weighed over 350 pounds. It used 80 pounds of cooked pumpkin, 36 pounds of sugar, 12 dozen eggs, and it took 6 hours to bake. I don't even know what you would bake that in.
Like, did they finish it?
Giant. That's the other thing.
When people make, like, giant food shit.
I'm sure it was one of those, like, fall festivals.
Yeah.
Where, like, everyone grab some pumpkin pie.
But I'm
like,
sure they
grab the pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Just take it. We have way too much. Our eyes got bigger than our stomachs.
So those are all my fun facts. I couldn't find a celebrity fun fact, and I was really upset.
Sorry.
But, sources, if you're interested in learning more, there's a wonderful website called allaboutpumpkins.com.
I just like the fact that someone was passionate enough about pumpkins to be like, this needs to be a website.
Wikipedia, of course. Washington Post has an article on the history of the pumpkin spice latte. And for some reason, the University of Illinois website, they have, like, an extended education branch, and they have an entire website dedicated to the pumpkin.
Well, they are Illinois, and they're the pumpkin state, apparently.
Yeah, just weird that it would be tied to their university.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's pumpkins up to date,
yeah.
And now we're gonna just be surfing the wave of current events right now with all of our pumpkin items.
All right. So, we have 4 pumpkin-flavored, inspired items.
Do we have 4? Oh, we do have 4.
4.
Yes.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
4. We have 4. We can count. It's fine.
We're on a food podcast, not a math podcast.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Okay, first one we're doing because it's melting rapidly.
Yes, the mini ginger pumpkin ice cream mouthfuls. Which is weird. I don't like mouthfuls.
I don't either.
That's a weird name.
I don't know what marketing decision was made there.
Okay, so the description on the box says, sandwich together two favorite harvest season flavors, and what do you get? Trader Joe's mini ginger pumpkin ice cream mouthfuls. The name alone is a mouthful, but just wait until you taste them. It won't take long for you to realize that one mouthful may not be enough. Mouthful.
One more time. What is it called, please?
Mini ginger pumpkin ice cream mouthfuls.
These are really cute. Yeah, they are. I figured we could eat them with spoons because they're melting. You know. They're like really little tiny...
they got like ginger
ice cream sandwiches.
Oh yeah, god, they're so really mushy. Melted. I imagine when they really aren't melted, they're not this mushy.
That's really sweet.
It tastes like the ginger cookie is too strong.
I like it. I like really strong ginger.
It also tastes like something my grandma makes.
I'd get this for a party.
Doesn't taste like eggnog.
This was fun.
Maybe it tastes like eggnog?
Eggnog. Oh, yeah. I think it's because it's creamy.
Yeah. And it has, like, the nutmeg
That's
in
good.
It.
If it were colder and, like, more brick-like.
If it had its integrity to it.
I would totally
I think I'd be
eat that more.
All right.
That was good.
Now.
Should we do... Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have pumpkin rolls. So they're just, like, cinnamon rolls, but, you know, like, pumpkin.
There's no description.
Thank
Danielle.
You. There was no description on the side of the box, okay?
We're working with what we have.
Do you want me to read the sugars? There's 21 sugars in this sugar.
21 sugars.
It's 21 grams of sugar.
Great.
That's what it is.
Good thing we're splitting it.
Yep. So we're only getting. This is a math podcast. I'm going to try.
10.5, Danielle.
There's 4 grams of protein in it, so.
Great.
It's getting swollen as well.
What, I wonder what that's from.
Right?
I don't know. First impression of this, when we popped it open, poorly designed. If
they were just
a pastry
unrolling.
Can, you would think it would be kind of like a one deal.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard. It's like everyone, Pillsbury does it.
Yeah, like.
You know, they're the roll cans that you puncture and then they like, kind of explode and freak you out.
Yeah,
and then you put them onto a plate. But it was all, like, unraveling, and I was like, this is not working out well.
It was a little rough.
Also, the icing looks like Dijon mustard.
Straight up looks like
which
mustard.
Which is really not comforting.
Like, I was, like, looking at it out of context, and I was like, and then I put it on, and it just looked like I was putting honey mustard onto a cinnamon roll.
It really looks like a pretzel with mustard on it.
Yeah. But, like, hopefully it's delicious. I don't like that icing at all.
I mean, it's not a cinnamon roll, really. I taste no cinnamon.
I don't. Well, it's a pumpkin roll. It never claimed to be a cinnamon roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just kind of meh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really a big fan of the icing. It smells weird.
It's weirdly, it's a lot more flavorful than I thought. I like the pastry.
Yeah. The I feel like
nice.
I feel like when you were saying it's not cinnamon, I feel like looking at it, you're expecting the taste of cinnamon, and then you don't get it.
So if you go in with low expectations, really to any of our podcasts, you have great results.
Exactly. Now,
microwave meals was not.
There was the expectation could not be low enough.
No,
that
was bad.
Yeah.
This is good. I would,
I don't hate
I
it.
Would do cream cheese frosting on my own on top of this, because it's a little too much pumpkin.
Yeah.
I think the thing with pumpkin, you gotta diversify.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be all
one
pumpkin.
Note, yeah.
One note like, is not
that's
good.
That's why those were good, because I still thought the ginger was a little strong, but, like, it, like...
I'd prefer ginger pumpkin from pumpkin with pumpkin on it. You know?
Same.
Okay.
I'm still gonna finish this half, though, so...
Me too. This was very good. We're going to make these for our party tonight. Okay.
Right.
Next one.
Third, we have pumpkin tortilla chips. They crafted with simple ingredients, including pumpkin puree, pumpkin seeds, cinnamon, and pumpkin.
Ooh. Description. A few paragraphs down there.
Yeah. It's a long one. Okay. The description on the back says, "We're out of our gourd with excitement, ready to squash any sentiment to
out
the contrary."
Out of our gourd? What? That's not even a pun.
I feel like it's a saying.
Out of your gourd?
Yeah.
Isn't it, like, out of your mind?
Yeah.
Just go.
Okay. Okay, Trader Joe's pumpkin tortilla chips stand alone as the preeminent permutation of the perennially preferred plant.
Oh, pumpkin. My God. This guy
that
deserves a
though.
Raise for this product.
It's great. Made with real pumpkin puree and pumpkin seeds, these corn tortilla chips are crunchy and sturdy, ready to eat any salsa or even a yogurt-based
I dip. Only like sturdy
tortilla
chips.
Say, like, I'm glad they said that they were sturdy. I was worried. They're sweet with a kick of cinnamon and nutmeg to amplify their prodigious pumpkin profile. If Autumn had a signature tortilla chip, Trader Joe's pumpkin tortilla chip would certainly be the one.
Good like, God. That's a lot to handle.
I really like the guy who makes these.
I think he had a, I think he probably got feedback on the first half of that description and they're like, wow, John, this is really good. And he was like, okay, I'll more do more. Iterations. I'll do more. And then he just went and then they were like, God, John, just sure. calm, calm down. All okay. Right. I'm really curious as to how they put pumpkin. Oh, these are ugly.
They're very.
These just
weird.
Look brown. Kind of like pieces well, like, of wood.
It's like if you put pumpkin, like an orange, in like a tortilla chip, like an orange color.
It's not thing. That orange. I don't taste any pumpkin in this.
I don't taste pumpkin, cinnamon, or nutmeg.
No. Well, they're like slightly
like warmer than regular tortilla chips, maybe.
This honestly tastes like a Tostito to me. Maybe I'm not classy enough for this podcast.
Your palate is just not refined like mine.
Yeah, of course. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I taste it a little bit.
Like, I feel like there's some sort of spice in there.
But this just seems like a weird food to me. Like, the other ones make sense.
Yeah, but like, who thought of this?
Because I associate pumpkins with dessert more.
Yeah.
But like, why were they like, we need to reinvent the tortilla chip? No, tortilla chips are good.
I actually don't hate these.
I'm just trying to think about, like, what you would put them with.
Like, I feel like it would be good with salsa. I feel like it's just, like, a good snack. I'm not, like, there has to be pumpkin in my tortilla chip now because this is life-changing, but, like...
I think everyone's just trying to be Starbucks. They're trying to get that over 200%
increase. I mean, they're at 70 tortilla product. I mean,
tortilla products, probably.
They're at 70 pumpkin products. I'm sure they're just, like, running out of ideas. Like, what do we put pumpkin in? I don't know.
Oh, man. Okay, that one was weird for me.
Yeah.
There really are so many pumpkin products at Trader Joe's. It's overwhelming. You go in and they have like 5 pumpkin sections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, alright guys.
That's so much. Our last object is interesting because you know apple butter.
Yes.
This is pumpkin butter. So this is all the spices of pumpkin spice with pureed pumpkin and sugar. I don't really know what you would use this for. It also doesn't taste like a pumpkin.
It doesn't.
It tastes lemony.
Yeah, it's, like, got a weird, like, tang to it.
It's good. But I wouldn't call it a pumpkin product. Oh, with a chip? Smart.
Yeah.
We always like to combine and innovate here on Taste Test.
We're innovators here.
We really are. We're pretty lazy innovators, though.
It's good with the crunch. I mean, it's like a butter, so you put it on something. So, like...
Okay, I could do this with, like nice toasted bread.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I did actually the other day that was really good? I took some, this is gonna sound weird. I took some brie cheese.
I was gonna say it would be good with
and
brie.
And pumpkin butter. And I put it on a cracker. And it was really good.
That doesn't sound weird. That sounds delicious. So.
Yeah. I think this was a really good selection.
Yeah.
Of pumpkin products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we took a wrong turn anywhere.
Yeah. You want to rank them?
Yeah, if you had to rank them, where would you place them?
I'm going to say, I like the mouthfuls, because I think those were the most, like, ooh, different.
Ooh!
And then, I think the tortilla chips, because they're, like, they're pretty much regular tortilla chips, but there's, like, something slightly different.
They're just a little different. Yeah. A little unique.
But, like, they're, like, different enough, and they taste, like, good enough that I could probably eat the whole bag without noticing. It's like one of those products you just like, I could just like stick my hand in and eat the whole bag. And
yeah.
Like just like not even.
I mean, go for it.
Yeah. And then I think the pumpkin butter, but not by much. And then I think the cinnamon roll is probably last. Like it was good. I just like was expecting more from that one.
Yeah. It's not too exciting.
Yeah.
I'm going to go pumpkin ice cream mouthfuls because I like the size. I like the taste. I like the ginger. Then I'm going to go pumpkin butter for versatility. Then I'm going to go roll because I prefer pumpkin and sweet things. And then I'm going to go tortilla chip because it's like, just be a tortilla. Like, this tortilla chip is an example of trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it. The packaging, the flavor profile.
Yeah, I feel that.
What is your, okay, to end, what is your overall opinion of the pumpkin craze that sweeps our nation every year?
I think it's too much, man. Like... I don't know. I like pumpkin flavored things, but I'm never like super pumped when like pumpkin flavored things come out. I'm never like, this is my favorite thing. I love this.
It's a lot. It's just a lot. And it's like
why pumpkin? Why?
And why only now?
Right? Like, we can stop. Illinois has pumpkins to spare.
They
like,
must.
We don't need to just quarantine pumpkin off to, like, 3 months.
Oh, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's gotta be one of the weirdest seasonal, seasonal things. Well, I would say this was very successful.
I would say so, too.
I think I would recommend buying some pumpkin things from Trader Joe's.
Do it. I really would. A wide variety.
Really, like, you have 70 choices plus. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Not featured pumpkin cereal?
Oh, yes, pumpkin O's.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Of course.
Yeah. There's pumpkin cheesecake, pumpkin mochi balls. Everything. I think you tried those.
Everything.
Just pumpkin everything.
It's so much. Anyways, that is our podcast for tonight. Danielle and I are going to go do some spooky things on Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. If you are interested in more podcasts from myself, Danielle, Daniel, who is not here with us today.
Not bitter or anything.
No, though. Whatever. Then you can check out the Georgetown Voice. If you type in the Voice Podcast Network on your favorite podcast app, you can find us in all of our fun podcasts. You can also you can like us on Facebook. You can friend me, I don't care. Yeah.
Not accept if I don't know who you are, but like, chances are.
You can like us on Facebook, the Georgetown Voice. We also have a Twitter, GU Voice. There's also the Halftime Twitter, which is Halftime GU. Danielle, what is your Twitter?
My Twitter is at dnhewitt96.
Cool. Mine's at Erica Bullock with a K and Bullock like Sandra. Oh, I didn't. Scratch that. It's Erica A. Bullock.
Okay, I was concerned.
Erica with a K, Bullock like Sandra.
No relation.
Not related to her at all. Unfortunately. I've never met her. Probably does not.
She's probably delightful, though.
I've heard otherwise, but really? We can talk about that later on a different podcast.
Devastating.
The music that you are hearing get louder and louder as John tries to silence
drown me out. You won't.
is from Ben Sound. That's Ben, like the name, and Sound, like a sound. And I recently realized that there is no S there, so don't type in an S. You will not find it. Anything else? I think that's it.
Yep.
Happy Halloween weekend. Bye. And happy week after Halloween if you're listening to this. Hope it's not too miserable.
Yep.
Spooky.
Boo.
Boo. Bye.
Got you.
Got you.